Mrs. Gabrielle Giovanniti comes along Peoria Street every morning at 9 o'clock with kindling wood piled on top of her head, her eyes looking straight ahead to find the way for her old feet. Her daughter-in-law, Mrs. Pietro Giovanniti, whose husband was killed in a tunnel explosion through the negligence of a fellow servant, works 10 hours a day, sometimes 12, picking onions for Jasper on the Bowmanville Road. She takes a streetcar at 5:30 in the morning, Mrs. Pietro Giovanniti does, and gets back from Jasper's with cash for her day's work between 9 and 10 o'clock at night. Last week she got 8 cents a box, Mrs. Pietro Giovanniti, picking onions for Jasper. But this week Jasper dropped the pay to 6 cents a box because so many women and girls were answering the ads in the Daily News. Jasper belongs to an Episcopal church in Ravenswood, and on certain Sundays he enjoys chanting the Nicene Creed with his daughters on each side of him, joining their voices with his. If the preacher repeats old sermons of a Sunday, Jasper's mind wanders to his 700-acre farm and how he can make it produce more efficiently. And sometimes he speculates on whether he could word an ad in the Daily News so it would bring more women and girls out to his farm and reduce operating costs. Mrs. Pietro Giovanniti is far from desperate about life. Her joy is in a child she knows will arrive to her in 3 months. And now, while these are the pictures for today, there are other pictures of the Giovanniti people I could give you for tomorrow, and how some of them go to the county agent on winter mornings with their baskets for beans and cornmeal and molasses. I listened to fellows saying, here's good stuff for a novel, or it might be worked up into a good play. I say there's no dramatist living can put old Mrs. Gabrielle Giovanniti into a play with that kindling wood piled on top of her head, coming along Peoria Street, 9 o'clock in the morning.